So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I may not be able to continue, Henry. We may have to tag somebody in here. I'm looking at this Dodger story that we're going to talk about. Riley Gaines put it up on her Twitter, and it's a picture last night of the voice of inspiration at this big gala sponsored by the Dodgers. Yes, the Los Angeles Dodgers. It is Leah Thomas in this kind of off-red evening gown. Oh, yes.
Oh, boy.
Holding a trophy and like a corsage on the arm or something. My goodness. So here, this is cut 22. Here is from the Ingram Show, what happened and where this goes. And again, various elements put this out there. They think they have widespread support. It was for kids, this voice of inspiration. Leah Thomas from Penn, where Trump won a big deal, taking away all those, quote, records. Here's how the Ingram Show billed this. Leah Thomas surfaces again.
Well, Dan, I have to say, it doesn't really matter to me how much money they put into this. The Dodgers brand is on this. That speaks volumes about what they actually honor and what they actually stand for. And given what we know this entire scam of a movement has done to our children, I find this appalling, and I can't imagine most Dodgers fans want anything to do with this, tangentially, sponsor-wise, events, any of it.
As soon as you involve kids in it, whoever made the decision to invest Dodger money in this should be fired immediately. This is asinine. You know, you said it very well. It became a mania. You look at Hollywood, how many Hollywood stars out of the blue have trans kids? It is a trend that's idiotic. Look, I love trans people, fine. They want to play, great. You know, when Leah Thomas, who's being honored tonight, went and appealed, World Aquatics said, you can't play in the Olympics. They banned people who have been through male puberty, but they opened up an open division. Great. You want to do that. That's fine. If you want to honor Leah Thomas because Leah Thomas is inspirational to the LGBT, great. Awesome. But don't involve kids ever. Never, ever, ever. And I will never, for the life of me, I will never understand how anybody with any kind of brain can understand. Look, kids want to be firemen today. They want to be truck drivers tomorrow, shortstop of the Dodgers. It changes daily, but yet when they say, hey, look, I want to be a girl. Okay, let's do it. If I told my mother, hey, look, I think I'm a girl, she'd have said, no, you're not. Go play. When you involve kids, the Dodgers should be ashamed of themselves. Whoever made the decision to put this money into this should be fired immediately. This is embarrassing. This is wrong. And frankly, I mean, quite frankly, this is evil. When you involve kids, it becomes absolutely evil. Dodgers should be ashamed of themselves for having anything to do with this event whatsoever.
All right, so the beat continues here. You still have people that are going to die on this hill, and that's exactly what's going to happen. So part of me always says, yes, the outrage. call them out, remember them, how they were involved in this. But at the same time, this is a win-win. What's happening here is we are winning on this big time. But it's a step by step by step. It's going to take years to roll this back and put it back to any normalcy. But that's not bad. Well, it's bad for the number of people that get sucked into this, get so-called gender-affirming care. Then it's irreversible. I get that. But the upside of this, as it plays out culturally and politically, is this. They're losing. The survey we talked about this week is very damning, how trendy this is. But it's not all overnight. It's step by step. So they will continue to go through more cycles with it, and they will continue to lose. Like in Virginia, Winsome Sears, you know, I don't think ran a good campaign in Virginia. And the other woman's able to masquerade. The woman she's running against is a moderate. She's not. But the issue, other than that attorney general candidate that has turned the tide here to make it very close, is the trans advertising, because Virginia was the hotbed of this. I mean, we had Scott Jennings on. He made the point. If you say to me you think teenage boys ought to be changing in front of teenage girls, that's not how I would put it, then I can't talk to you about anything high level like politics or economics. You're an idiot. If you say to me, I'm more sports focused, again, that you think these guys ought to be able to go out there like Leah Thomas, or even worse at lower levels, and beat up on a bunch of females, how in the world would I have even the slightest sense that your brain is working? That's not going to fly. The sports part of it has even more power. You know, we can't visualize. We don't see the bathroom thing. We think about it, that's one thing. But we've seen playing fields. We've seen this happen. And we've seen people outrage. We've seen dads want to storm the field. That's not going to go away. They're not going to win on it. But they're not going to stop it either. California, Newsom has just signed a new law that gives a little bit more to this with the Olympics. The battle is going forward. But the Dodgers and Leah Thomas in a nightgown, in a evening gown, and voices of inspiration. How many times have we, even Penn discredited it? Now, they were under pressure, but they did take away the records, among other things. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. How soon before we see those involved in all this gender-affirming care be prosecuted? In some states, that's happening. In some states, you know, and the argument is, well, you guys, what about parental rights? Well, we don't get parental rights and say, you know, your kid is six, they can be drinking hard alcohol or something. You know, as a parent, they can drive a car. We don't do that. There are limitations. We're trying to prevent common sense. Is this going to be at some point in the near future in some states? I would say it would, where we go, nope, if you do that, we're not going to allow it even as a parent. In Pennsylvania, it'll be allowed. It's going to be a long time coming. Jersey, definitely. But slowly but surely, this issue, it just infuriates me. Henry, before you started, we did Reading, Writing, and Reason, Dan and I, and we had the daughter of Lee Smith, who was one of the few relievers right in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Cardinals, Lee Smith, right?
Yeah. And his daughter is an Olympic hopeful. She was at that point. I think she was a freshman or sophomore, 100, 200-yard dash. And she was beaten by two guys in Ohio who were ranked 27, 28th among male runners. Mediocre, in other words. And they said, well, she's just going to have to train harder. And she said, I can't beat these guys, even though she was nationally ranked among females. And that's just a sprint. Those are sprint. I mean, those things are tremendously muscle also, in addition to just pure all-out speed. Why in the world would we ever continue to let this happen? Why? Well, this is a very rabid group at the base, the trans rights people, and they believe what we're saying right now is hateful and you got to be from another planet. Well, not so much. This issue is winning. All right, President Trump says they'll be talking about tomahawks. If they get tomahawks, or if, what he could say today, if things don't go well with Putin, I am going to give the Ukrainians Tomahawks by Thanksgiving or something. I don't know. Some number. Will that break the logjam here and get Putin? Because Trump's all in now. With the success in Israel, this is another one he wants to solve. This, in its own way, is equally as hard. Okay, let's go to Jerry in Wilmington. And Jerry, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jerry.
Hi, Dom. Afternoon.
Afternoon, Jerry.
Before we go, I got to ask you, have you ever met Joe from Exton?
Yes, we met him at the Don Trump Jr. event. I think it was the Earl of Tacony who brought him, along with his son, or maybe the son brought him. Yes, what a guy. In person, he just is so on brand. You wouldn't believe it. Yes, I did.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I didn't know you met him.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, and I've been hearing this Byzantine and mythology and Zeus. I thought maybe he was a closet comedian pranking everyone.
I can see it.
Yeah, no, he's real. You can't believe it till you meet him in person. He is definitely, he's a guru. We have that cut there. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, Jerry. What's your side?
Oh, my side. All right, before Evel Knievel, there was another Evel Knievel. I'm going with Houdini,
yes,
who also risked his life like Evel Knievel, going in boxes, going underwater, going in 75 feet above ground, tied up. And he entertained many people, even in across Europe. And he eventually died.
Yes.
His stomach burst or something from one of his escapades.
I would say he was risking even more than Evel Knievel. I mean, Evel Knievel, as crazy as it is, there's some rationality to what he did, you know, jumping over cars and all. But Houdini, you know, in chains and all that underwater. God, that's, you know, yeah.
Yeah, so that's my, okay, my pick, yeah.
He was a great show, without a doubt.
Yeah.
That is a good
one. I mean, he's the reason magic is the way it is.
Right? Oh, exactly. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah, he pushed the envelope beyond belief. And there was a mystic side to him and the way he died. Did he come back? You know, all that stuff.
Right, yeah.
He had the aura of that, of a showman. Okay, coming up, you will not believe, and I need some female help on this coming up here to tell us, could this be? You will not believe the latest Eagles gear for women.
Ooh, okay.
Yes. Think corset.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
All right.
I can't believe it. I just saw this today, and they're going like hotcakes.
Of course they are.
Of course.
The Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles. Yeah, but a corset? I had to go and look up and say, yeah, I know what a corset is, but I'm going to look it up again just to be on the safe side. Are they going to be wearing them for this game? Are they going to be tighter because Carson Wentz is on the other side? Oh, my God. We don't win this one. It's going to be ugly on Monday. We have to get Ray Dittinger on. But right now, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
All right. We round out the week here at Dobbs Money Melody, playing for a pair of tickets to see the great Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra, Philly Sports Put to Music on Saturday, November 22nd. Cardinal O'Hara High School in Springfield, Pennsylvania, Delaware County. For tickets, visit joeconklin.com.
All right. Yeah, Dom. So today on the side question, we're asking for the all-time showman. So I'm going to give you a band here that has won a Grammy. It's a Grammy Award-winning band.
Okay.
And they are known to have these loud, over-the-top kind of performances when they're touring. The reason, or at least the reason they're accused of doing that, is because their music is so, so bad. Despite selling over 74 million albums, their albums have come in with Metacritic scores of 53, 60, 47, and 59 out of 100. Doesn't really seem to add up there, but
right.
People get mad at this band because they're a composite of motivational platitudes and pseudo-dramatic yelps. And the choruses are barely merit repeating. It's almost like a punishing, squelching rhythmic force. These are all direct quotes about this band. And it has been compared to Canadian rock band Nickelback. That's how bad it is.
That's what I was going to guess before you said
Nickelback.
Yeah.
So let me save everyone out there a guess. It is not Nickelback I'm going to play you today. No, I'm going to play you a little more, a band that's a little more contemporary than
Cinderella.
Covering Eminem's Lose Yourself. You know, a song that needs that punch to be performed.
Exactly.
But we'll see if this band here gives you that punch. So I want to know the name of the band covering Lose Yourself right here.
Guy doesn't have the intensity to be doing it.
No, and it's crazy because if you see their performance, they are yelling, they're screaming, they're squelching, as
you gotta have the
some
pivot
people would
there.
Say.
Yeah,
no, for a band that goes over the top in their performances and in their songs, seemingly, because they are so repetitive, doesn't hit the note here. But want to know this band covering Eminem.
All right. This band is despicable.
I mean, it's an all-time selling band. They had three. The Billboard said they had the three most impactful rock songs of the 2010s, yet this band is still just hated.
All right. Rightfully so. Man, at least I can understand the lyrics in the beginning, though. But then I'm willing to put up with not fully hearing it just for the intensity when Eminem gets cooking with this. Mm-hmm. But 855-839-1210. You get on board, hit us with that, and you're off to see the great Joe Conklin.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Go ahead.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, that's exactly right. This one is not so convoluted today, but it is anathema to, people send me stuff all the time. Why the Eminem? Because it speaks to me when I think the competition, the music, the moment.
You own it.
Yeah.
But I never let it go.
I don't know all of his work. He was a menace. I remember when he first came upon the scene in some ways, but this song, yes, just moves me. And these guys, man, if you can't get passionate on this song, particularly if you're a band trying to make it and somebody who has,
mm-hmm.
what are you passionate about, to your point? What have they sold? 74 million albums?
Yes, over 74 million in album sales.
God.
Three of the most impactful rock songs of the 2010s, yet
God.
Didn't hit this when they were performing it last year. So want the name of this band covering Eminem right here.
Let's go to Bill in Monco. All right, Bill, who is it?
Hey, Doc, this is the wildest of guesses. Is it NWA?
What the heck?
What?
The last couple of days, Kirk, you have drawn some of the wildest
NWA.
NWA covering Eminem.
They died before Eminem. Like, he's been dead before Eminem got big.
Do we have any other clues before I go forward?
I mean,
let's try Bob. Bob, who is it?
That was my guess.
What?
What? Why would you guys send NWA? Why?
It's a coordinated effort here?
Rappy.
A rappy.
They're rapping.
Oh, God. Oh, my goodness. Another clue, please. Yeah.
God.
Anything else?
Jeez.
Let me take another one while you're thinking.
Yeah.
Scott in Northie. All right, don't say it again with the last you did. What do you have, Scott?
insane clown posse.
Oh, my goodness. Holy
no,
crap.
I guess you're getting closer that
okay,
way.
Okay.
This Nevada band, Nevada-based right, band, okay. Yeah, gets a lot of flack for being a very, you know, bland and repetitive band. You may know... I'm struggling here to get another clue. You may... If you've... Let's see. Off in the distance, you might hear some thunder rumbling
okay.
towards you.
All right, nice.
But it might be a radioactive storm of
all
sorts.
Right.
I'm not going to lie, Dom. I knew it was going to be a repeat from yesterday. You know, I knew it was going to be a repeat.
You know, if this...
I'm sorry.
I was surprised that it is, but okay. 855-839-1210. Hit us with that. We'll take it off air.
Tell me where your demons hide. You know, are you a believer? Believer.
Okay.
You know,
okay. Hit Kirk now and stop the nonsense. That we'll get that. All right. Couple things. One, I teased up, what is it? I mean, your Philadelphia Eagles can sell anything. Eagles fan, Michelle DiMatteo. I'm looking at a picture of her, Henry, stitched an A.J. Brown jersey into a corset, and the internet's been begging for more ever since. She makes these corsets for female Eagles fans. Now, the corset, you're cinched in to make your figure kind of an hourglass.
Yeah.
What can't they sell? I wonder what the wildest Eagles, I mean... The only thing I've seen, wild as this, is the Trump merchandise. So on the boardwalk last Friday when we were there,
mm-hmm.
it took up, like, space you wouldn't believe the number
I'm sure.
of merchandise.
Yeah.
But a corset?
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's the price point that's getting me for this, at least the one on Fanatics.
Okay.
Like, $125, I'm not...
Yeah, $125.
That's too much for
all right, now
that
is this,
little of amount of cloth.
You got a girlfriend, you got a wife out there, you got whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Impress her, get a... $125 Eagles corset.
Yes.
That's why this show brings you the stuff you need. We're already looking at Christmas.
Be the talk of the tailgate.
Oh, my God. Can you see showing up in the corset? Again, women got away from this. I don't even know why the corset idea would come.
Oh, it's come roaring back in the last, I don't know how many years
The corset?
Now. Yeah, totally.
Oh, God. All right. Go figure. All right. Blame Trump. 855-839-1210. Now, here's is someone to blame. You know how much we put into this, and I really salute Judge Mike Donohue. What he put on last week, the rally at the shore, was unbelievable. But Matt Rooney was engaged in this fanatically also. And Rich, behind the scenes in a lot of ways, really helped the quarterback that big time to get all that coverage. So Matt, on his Twitter, has just put up the guy that was the rival to Jack Cettarelli, Bill Spadia, the radio host back at another station, who put up on Twitter his brainstorm to seal this. Look at this guy. I mean, look, it's got to be tough. I've never run for office. I'd like to sometime. But win, of course, just as Trump said.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. Oh, you had the experience, you ran. And I kind of think, yeah, president's about the only thing. Mayor, you have to be an executive. I run for mayor. Imagine that, Larry Krasner, I got to come out, and I'm not running for DA, I got to run for mayor against this guy. All right, I'd run for DA, too. Well, he has no legal experience. Neither do you.
Yeah. It's,
I know what the job is. Put people in jail that are guilty. Protect people. I get it. You don't. Bill Spadia puts this up, Henry. After hearing from so many friends, listeners, union members, law enforcement professionals, and their families, it's clear that many are reluctant to support Jack Cettarelli because of his previous comments and positions regarding law enforcement. What? Imagine this guy at the 11th hour here. Read my article outlining the bold move that Jack can make to unite the law enforcement community. He should announce no later than Monday that if he wins, he'll appoint back the blue Senator Testa, our guy, the oyster-eating guy from the shore. Mike Testa, as the new attorney general, it's time. This guy is just, you see what he's doing here, right? He's trying to tell people that law enforcement actually believes that Jack Cettarelli is anti-law enforcement in some way, shape, or form. And the only way he can redeem himself is to tag Mike Testa's name in, who, by the way, would be a hell of an attorney general. You know, that's another thing I didn't tell you, that if Jack Cetarelli's elected, some of the people he's going to bring are going to be unbelievable. And Mike Testa would be an unbelievable attorney general. And Dawn Fantasia, who'll be on the show on Monday, would be even better, if possible, as the head of the education department. That's what I'd like to see. I don't know all the others. But imagine this guy. And again, some of these are driven by this guy that they don't think Cetarelli is this, that, or the other. Look, Jack Cetarelli's been endorsed by President Trump. He's not pro-law enforcement. Are you kidding me? How in the world can you do something like this and care about New Jersey in any way, shape, or form when we're on the cusp of winning here? Let's think if a Democrat that ran did that to Mikey Sherrill. The Democrat Party gets it. That person would be out, and this guy should be too. That's what the bottom line is. Matt's on Saturday. I don't know if he'll talk about it anymore. I just saw it, and it's Jack Cetarelli, not pro-law enforcement enough. All right, 855-839-1210. It's got to be a heck of a business, the NFL, where you can get women to be wearing corsets that cost $125. I mean, come on.
Yeah. No, it's the pricing point. Like, I can understand buying the actual things, but right. Then it's just the price point where I'm like, oh, geez.
By the way, Henry, I think you have it on here. I wanted to make sure I have the right one. Since Larry Krasner will be the featured speaker tomorrow at No Kings, I'm not going to attend that one. Too hard to get downtown and hear the great man.
Mm-hmm.
We got to play a little bit one more time. Frankie Scales, when he met him in the park, coming up. And be thinking about that tomorrow when you hear. It'll be on the news and all. Krasner goes after Trump, fascist, Nazis, the whole thing with the No Kings thing. But just stunning to see how this has played out. All right. I'm told there's hope here. Let's play it one more time. Just a little snippet of this awful cover. Let's even get a winner. Yeah, this song speaks to me because it's about competition. It's about the moment that you're facing this down, all those doubts, all those things that you have to face. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Not this cover.
No, but not this cover. This cover, it's like, all right, where can I lose? I made my money. I don't care. Let's go to Bill in Paoli here and see what his answer is. Wrong thing. Hey, Bill, who's covering?
Hey, Dom. Is it Imagine Dragons, Dom?
Touchdown.
All right. There we go. Nicely played, Bill. Who the heck are these guys that have sold 74 million albums?
You really don't know Imagine Dragons?
I have not.
Radioactive, no. Believer. If I were to play these songs for anyone in the listening audience, you'd know immediately, I heard that on the radio a million times back in 2014.
But I have no recollection of them. 74 million.
Yeah.
I wonder what Eminem on his birthday would say about covering this. Great showman that he is. Man. Wow. I have to hear that a little bit, Henry, to see how they've sold 74 million. That is amazing. But, Bill, you're going off to see Joe Conklin, who actually entertains spectacularly. By the way, Joe of Exton in the On Deck Circle, when you called in and said, is this a real guy? Is he an actor? We've been through this before. No. Byzantine Empire and all. Going to the University of Florence, being a parole, not officer, but the person that sends people in
the desk,
and out. Yeah, the desk. It is Joe of Exton. He's coming up and a bunch of others. 855 Showman, all-time Showman, 855-839-1210. Get on board with that. And tomorrow, the No Kings, I think they're going to turn out people. We've mocked it all that we can here. These people are just in insulated, the ones in the suburbs particularly. We told you about Havertown. Henry, you said it was about 525, right?
Per correct.
$525,000 per house, median home price. And yet they have resistance signs up, like they're living behind the Iron Curtain because of Trump. This is the mentality, particularly on the week that Trump had his best week ever. You're not going to top that. Nope. That does not matter. They're in this to the death. Okay, let's talk about Martin Water here. You know, my friends at Martin Water are celebrating their 52nd anniversary with their biggest savings event of the year. Now through the end of October, save on better water for your entire family. The Giordano's, we've enjoyed crystal clear drinking water in our home
for years thanks to Martin Water Conditioning. This is a great opportunity for you to do the same. We love it, and you'll love Dwayne or whoever they send out. These guys and women are immaculate. They're incredible to work with, and you will see they're passionate. When they show you what the conditioning does to take the impurities out of water, it is a moment. To enhance all this, right now, save up to $500 on select systems for your home. You want to improve your drinking water? Martin's is offering $100 off Kinetico's K5 drinking water system. Save $40 off UV sterilizers. Special 24-month financing is available for those who qualify. You already own a water conditioning system. Enjoy exclusive offers on salt and filters when visiting one of their central Pennsylvania locations. For details, call Martin Water today or visit martinwater.com. The sale ends October 31st. Give your family the gift of better water this fall.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, Dom Giordano show. Henry and I talking during the break. You know, I'm fanatic on this idea of beating the NFL a little bit on the halftime show. And this MAGA rapper, we didn't know there was such a thing. It's a white guy with, like, blonde braided hair.
Mm-hmm.
Tom McDonald, not our engineer, Tommy McDonald, on Twitter pointing to Laura Trump touting him as a guy who should be part of the halftime entertainment. He's asking people on Twitter, yeah, I don't think this guy has a huge following. If this were like Scott Presler or one of these guys, I take that back. 1.1 million views. That's not bad. This alternative halftime show is going to happen. We've been talking about Danica Patrick, $7 million in trying to get her on the show. They asked the 2-foot driving question, of course. That's the whole idea. But any number of people are going to be in this. Can you take away, say, for 8 to 10 minutes even from the NFL's halftime show? I think it's doable. You know, how many million people would you get? Well, they probably have, let's just say in the United States. I can't talk about in foreign countries. This would be interesting, though, Henry, if the NFL scores a home run around the world that people are watching the halftime show.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Bad Bunny.
Right.
But here, let's say 5 to 8 to 10 million people tune in. I think I'm seeing it now. It's even more doable than I thought. You will get that number because, A, people will be mad at the Bad Bunny. And then you got to put on something compelling, weird, novel. I still go with Trump. It's got to be in there with Village People.
Yeah.
And guys like this, I don't know.
No.
I've never heard of him.
There's no. This would be a gigantic flop if this guy is what you're leaning on to start. If this is the first guy you're like reaching out there, like, hey, you should be our halftime performer,
right,
you're going to get killed.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd never heard of this guy until 5 seconds before we came back from commercial
break.
Yeah. You're like, you ever heard of him? I'm like, no.
So,
and you're already dividing your base into, you know, this guy's described as a MAGA rapper. Like, half the country already isn't going to watch that. I know I wouldn't.
Right. Yeah, this has to be so compelling that there's going to be something so alluring about it that first minutes of the halftime show. And they got to time it so that they get people in there before the NFL show starts, but not too much in there. It's got to come down to the second.
They should do it. They should really hit home on everything they want in that time where it takes to set up the stage on the field. Yeah, they have to be ready to go right then. Like, as soon as zeros to halftime, boom, they got to start their show.
Because people might tune over because they're just commercials or whatever they're doing to set up. You got a shot. I think the NFL really, now, if it's ham-handed, like with this guy, to Henry's point, then yeah, that's it. Oh, man, it's going to be a debacle. But I think there are enough people involved in this that there might be enough big acts. Is Creed that – see, I only know Creed a little bit. They're not that big. They can't do it, I don't think.
They could do it, but like it's who would you really put out there? Who could compete? I really don't think there's a lot of people that could compete. A lot of bands. Like, I just don't, I don't see anybody that would – really draw a significant crowd away from the regular Super Bowl halftime show, or even the Puppy Bowl, for that matter.
You're not wrong with that.
Well, the Puppy Bowl. Well, they got to find somebody who gets it, that there'll be backlash if you do this in some quarters, but they got to be convinced there's going to be a lot of eyeballs, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to say, yeah, yeah, I'm going to buy their stuff, I'm going to be interested in it.
Yeah, and it can't be someone like looking to make a comeback or like any. It's got to be someone who's established right now, is big right now, not was big in the 80s, not you know, was big 10 years ago and is looking to make it. No, big now.
And I still go back to country music. You know, they wouldn't do it. There's somebody that's big that wouldn't do it. Nobody is going to be toxic. It's going to be radioactive.
Well, I think also another thing to consider about this is, like, if, say, you do this show.
Yeah.
Are your chances of ever doing the Super Bowl halftime show go straight out the window? Like, if you're one of these big country artists that you think, you know, country's taking over.
Probably and, Yeah, that probably that's you know, they're going to get even.
Yeah, you're severing yourself from the NFL. No, they're not even doing a Super Bowl, but, like, any sort of halftime show. Week 8 halftime show at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Stadium.
I have to admit, my antagonism toward the NFL knows no bounds. I mean, they just... And this is their attitude. They are going to maximize this, even though it flies in the face of the base, a large part of the base, of their viewers and consumers. It really does. And whatever they get on the upside, they're saying the base is just going to have to put up with it. We want our upside. I don't think there's no compromise. Like, he's not in there and there's something else in it. It wouldn't work.
No.
You know? So it's underway. Will they be able to pull it off? They're really going to need people that are sensitive to the demographics that are going to want to watch this. And to Henry's point, it can't be somebody who was once big. It's got to be something shocking now that they're doing it. Throw Trump in. I don't know what else you could throw in there. You got to do a big reveal of something else I can't even imagine here will be on there. Like two artists that have feuded that are big.
Yeah, back there together. You go. That's a reunion I would welcome. If you said like so-and-so and so-and-so are going to hash it out on stage and perform together, people would be like, oh, all right.
There you go. I don't know who that would be. Now, if Dan were sitting in your chair, I'd always say, throw Cher in there. All right, here he is, the man, Joe Evexton, not an actor, a real guy, without a doubt. Joe Evexton on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, good Friday to you.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. After I present my answer, I have a comment.
Sure.
The former boxer, Muhammad Ali, at the beginning of his career in boxing, was known as Cassius Clay, a man with a personality that was loud, boisterous, and obnoxious. For my comment, Dom, tell Jerry in Wilmington that Joe Evexton is indeed a guru, albeit a humble one.
Okay. Jerry, there you go. Not an actor. Joe, thank you. Muhammad Ali is a great one. What a showman. Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. The flair, the poetry, the rhyming, the whole thing that he did, and the stuff with Joe, poor Joe Frazier having to combat that. We didn't mention wrestling. I think we have a wrestler coming up, which really is good. And I really love Drew of Upper Darby. This guy was a showman. Henry, have you ever seen The Hustler?
I haven't, no.
You got to see The Hustler, just for the line with Jackie Gleason and Paul Newman.
when he says, "Fat man, you shoot a great a game of pool." So do you, Fast Eddie. So do you. Just that line in the film. That's it. Right there is enough. All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Lightning round next on Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, Don Giordano's show. So Henry has laundered this a little bit, FCC and all that. President Trump on national TV, they're covering the meeting with Zelensky, big meeting. His words about, he drops the F-bomb describing Maduro. I'm going to play it. We'll clean it up, but make a comment on it, though, what it tells us about Venezuela and what will happen next. Here's how it sounded.
Offered everything in his country, all the natural resources. He even recorded a message to you in English recently, offering mediation. What should we do to stop that?
He has offered everything. He's offered everything. You're right. You know why? Because he doesn't want to fuck around with the United States. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
All right, that's about Maduro in Venezuela. There was a questionnaire from the foreign press. When is it appropriate to do it? I'd say few and far between. The one that jumps to mind that I'm glad the censors allow it every time it's on, at least I've seen it a couple times, Saving Private Ryan when they're storming the beaches. If you don't allow the profanity in that, then taking away the art. Yeah, that's legit. You know, how many times, though, is it legit? How many times is it just egregious that somebody has to use that every time to say anything to get a laugh or whatever they're saying, you know? In this, appropriate? Henry, how do you rule on this?
What's the second or third time he's used that to talk about a world official? Sure. I think it's his way of intimidating, you know, in a sense. Like, you know, that guy wants it his way? No, our effing way. Mine.
Yeah. Well, guess what now? Larry Krasner says some other, I think he says the initials or something. Yeah. About do this and then, you know, find out. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow I'm predicting.
FAFO, yeah. That's
yeah,
what it is.
I'm predicting tomorrow, the great man, though, at the No Kings thing, he goes full bore right down Broadway.
Oh, yeah, I'd expect nothing less.
Oh,
yeah.
Many times. So now I'm going to have to keep the F count along with the Nazis and fascist count, the two Fs he's going to go. Surprised he didn't
bring
say
some
it.
Scoreboards.
Right. You know, we'll get to the lightning round here. I got a minute, but you have Frankie Scales a little bit queued up. This is the kid, 21-year-old, great Frankie Scales. When he confronted Larry Krasner, the main speaker in Philadelphia tomorrow, No Kings, he didn't ask him about his dorky helmet. Here's how it sounded with Larry and Frank.
I'll tell you what, Frank, just keep lying. Frank, just keep lying. Oh, my, I touched your camera. Donald Trump is a fascist.
How is Donald Trump a fascist?
Frank.
How is Donald Trump a fascist?
Frank, did I ask you to come over and bother me when I'm sitting here drinking coffee in a park? Did I ask
you
to do that?
You're on public property, brother.
Oh, is that your theory?
Yes.
Frank, you're un-American, Frank. You're
un-American.
You're anti-American.
I'm a resident of this city who cares about public safety. Why are you calling me un-American?
Because you support people who support hate. You don't understand what it means to be a fascist, what people like Adolf Hitler do, how spreading hate, which is something that, frankly, the people you admire do, gets us closer to that. This is about you.
How can you say that
ego.
About me? Why don't you have a conversation about these things with me? Why are you accusing me?
The reason I would talk to a 22-year-old who disrupts meetings.
Oh, so I'm too young now.
The reason I would talk to a 22-year-old who knows nothing he's talking about meetings is what, Frank? You are welcome to write whatever you want in your non-existent fake paper. Welcome to do that.
We have more views than your TikTok. We have more views than you.
I mean, that's not true
either. You're one video that's
true. That's not even remotely true.
You're
but
one
Frank,
video
I'll tell you what. Frank, just keep lying. Frank, just keep lying. Oh, my. I touched your camera. I'll tell you what. Why don't you let the good people of Philadelphia have meetings where you behave yourself?
Why don't you invite the good people of Philadelphia?
We let you in. You're actually not allowed to do this without my permission. This is the second time. I'm not going to do anything about it because I figure there's hope for even you. People
even
deserve
me?
A second chance. No matter how un-American you are, anti-American you are, I figure you deserve a second chance.
And you're a public official. Somebody should hold you accountable, which I'm doing.
All right.
And that's America.
Keep that in mind as the soundtrack of our lives as the great man headlines No Kings tomorrow in Philadelphia. Watch for the F-bombs. Watch for the fascists and certainly Mein Kampf. All right. Let's go to David in Lexington, South Carolina. David, what do you have today? Hi.
Hey, Don, first of all, you mentioned being mayor. I think you should go to Franklin Township. They've already had Bruce Williams as a mayor. Why not Dom?
Oh, there you go. All right. That's true. All right. Okay.
Yeah. As far as my side answer, Don, it's like I told my wife when I first met her. You're not the first. You might be the last, but you can definitely be next. The one, the only nature boy, Ric Flair.
Nicely done.
All right. Sweet. Oh, God. Let's see. Drew in Upper Darby. I don't know if he remembers those lines. Drew, who's yours?
Hey, Dom. I kind of do. You know what? It's been so long, but it's such a great movie, man. You remember Wide World of Sports every Saturday, right?
Well, yeah.
Well, if they featured your sport or your livelihood, that means you were doing something pretty good. And he put billiards on the map, this guy. He talked trash so much, but it was good trash. It was friendly trash. He wasn't mean. He was a good guy, man. And that was, I don't even know his real name, Dom. That was Minnesota Fats.
That's a good, that's a good one, but you know what? William Moscone tuned him up. Maybe my pro-Italian bias here. Yeah. I think William Moscone ran 500 balls once, so, you know, there's that.
You know, Dom, they even have an episode in the Twilight Zone about that. That's how popular he was.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
You shoot a great game of pool, Fat Man. So do you, Fast Eddie. So do you. Henry, you got to see that film, I'm telling
you. Yeah.
George C. Scott plays this hustler, a manager hustler in there. They do break a lot of thumbs. There's a lot of that, yeah. A lot of shots. There's a lot of just drinking straight bourbon around the clock as they're playing pool for 10 hours. Hard to do. All right, who did you like today, Kirk?
I'm going to go with Gary from Newtown with Tina Turner.
Who did you like, Henry?
I liked Joe and Columbus answer of the Fanatic. I also like Drew and Upper Darby's answer of Minnesota Fats.
Okay, I'll go with Gary of Newtown. Let's put him into the hat.
Gary.
I almost forgot. Ready with the drum roll, and let's hear the winners this week, and let's get the winner
for
the big
prize. Monday we asked for that all-time Trailblazer poll in the Northeast, one with Chuck Yeager.
Right.
Tuesday we asked for that drought. Brendan and Chad's Ford said it's 30 years since the U.S. produced the number one car here. Wednesday we asked for mascots. Joe and Extamon with the Eagle statue in the Wanamaker Court. Yesterday, we asked for the local colloquialism. Chris Malvern won with his coffee story. And then you just heard it here. What? You said, wait? Today we asked for the showman. We got Gary Newtown with Tina Turner. We put all those into the hat here. Get a drum roll going. Oh, that's a number two, Brendan and Chad's Ford.
All right, Brendan, you in Chad's Ford, you've won a $50 gift card to Gallo Seafood and Harv's Burger Bar, Northeast Philadelphia. Visit them online at gallosandburgerbar.com. Order the seafood salad. You'll love it. It's a great spot. Thanks, everyone, for listening this week. New York has a guy who disappeared in April but remains on the ballot. You got to love America, right? Vote for that guy. All right, Rich Cioli is next. No Kings tomorrow. I'll see you at the Diane Cordano event, then maybe somewhere for No Kings. Rich next, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.